from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, let's talk. Excuse me. My apologies. Let's talk a little bit of Chiefs here. My bad. Let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. Now, you guys know that yesterday. So I saw a little bit more of the behind the scenes. So maybe just paint the picture a little bit. A Raiders fan showed up at the stadium where they're having their training camp at. And he had, this is, you can check it. He had a shirt of Patrick Mahomes with like an AI picture of him kissing the official. Maybe you've seen this meme before. So this Raiders fan showed up. He didn't show up in Raiders apparel. He did not show up supporting his own team to training camp. He showed up in an AI picture of Patrick Mahomes kissing the official. And then he also showed up in a Patrick Mahomes doll. Now, some of you joke, if you're a KU fan, that Missouri fans like seeing your team lose more than they like seeing their own team win. This person is the epitome of that. Now, I like seeing Kansas lose, too. I don't love Kansas enough to do these activities. Seems a little crazy to me. But that's neither here nor there. So he shows up to the practice, and he has a Kermit the Frog doll that has a Patrick Mahomes wig on, and it is clear what he is trying to communicate. And one of the Raiders players picks the doll up and is playing with said doll. Is mocking Mahomes. He called him a word we can't say on the radio, but as a dog, but of the female variety. It was a lot. It was a lot. You guys know that Patrick saw this video. You know he did. He was asked about this today. Here's what Patrick said.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the year. Kind of stuff like that happens. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Not really, honestly. Everybody kind of just lets me play. I mean, they know who how I am, so they don't need to send me anything to keep me motivated.
Okay, all right, Pat. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Okay. Yo, Pat, it's been a lot of disrespect this week towards you, big dog. It's been a lot. It started with Ja'Marr Chase.
And who's the number one player on the
top? On the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie. I'm salty, though. I'm a little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
So the week started with that level of disrespect, and then it ended with this. Pat, I know that you're going to, I know. I get it. You're going to give the politically correct answer. You're the same guy that was coming off the field and you were mad about where you got drafted by the Bears. Come on, Pat, you're not fooling me. When you said it'll get handled when it gets handled, You told me everything I need to know. Oh, I saw it. I don't want to create a headline by really giving you my thoughts on this. But, oh, trust me, I know and we know. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, that's a Muppet, not a doll. Bro, that's a doll. I don't know what to tell you. That looked like a doll to me. Not like a Raggedy Ann doll. That's what it looked like to me. That man went to football practice with a doll and a shirt of an opposing player kissing an official. He is a weirdo. I'm just going to go. He is a first team, first ballot, undeniable weirdo is what this gentleman is. And he doesn't know what he started. This will not work out favorably for you, the Raiders. This will not. You want to know how I know it won't? I mean, now the other team's head coach, Antonio Pierce, he had to comment on this. He said, quote, we addressed this as the team yesterday and we nipped it in the bud. It's over with. No, that's not how this works. If you send the first diss record, you don't get to be like, no, that's not how this works. The other team gets to respond and they get to determine when this is over. So it might be over for you guys. The internet is not written in pencil. It is written in ink. Yeah, you guys might delete it and took it down. No, the damage has been done. We saw it. And you remember when you guys did the ring around the rosy around the stadium? You guys drove around the stadium to celebrate winning a week 4 regular season game and then the Chiefs gave it right back to you. You remember that? I'm telling you, they're about to do something very similar. Woo! I wouldn't have done that, Las Vegas. There was ways to do this. You guys aren't good enough to do this. It's that simple. The Chiefs can swag surf and they can do all this stuff because they're good enough to back it up on the field. You boys haven't won a playoff game since 2002. You guys haven't won a playoff game since PlayStation 2. We're on the 5th one. I just wouldn't have done this, man. Rob, I wouldn't have done this. I'm serious. I wouldn't have done this.
I mean, I was listening to Cody and Gold driving in, and they had George Karloftis on for their one-on-one. And George Karloftis was like, yeah, we saw it. I saw it on Twitter. We know the date of that game. I promise you everyone in that locker room knows the date of the Raider game, and they know the date of no other game. Like, if you went to St. Joe tomorrow and after practice, you pulled aside, pick a player. We grabbed, you know, Nick Bolton and said, hey, Nick, what's the date of the game you guys have against the Denver Broncos? He's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. What's the date you have against the Las Vegas Raiders? He knows. He knows that game. All you did was you picked the best team in the league to circle your game. I could easily argue one of the reasons why the Chiefs lost last year to the Raiders is they were sleepwalking. It was a holiday. They weren't moving very quickly. They were kind of just going through the motions. They took an L. That's how you sneak up and get the Chiefs if you're the Raiders. You lay in wait and hope they play down a little bit. You don't get them fired up. Remember that one game, I think it was 2-3 years ago, where the Raiders were stomping and dancing and, you know, messing up the logo at midfield at Arrowhead? What happened immediately after that? The Chiefs put it on them. 41-0. Ball game. You did that in July. You got them that fired up with months in advance. Why would you do this? It's not just Pat that's going to be fired up. Everyone's going to be fired up. What? Why?
There's just some people that I just wouldn't antagonize. And maybe what we've learned, and maybe you guys don't want to hear this, maybe what we've learned is people don't fear Patrick Mahomes the way that they should. People didn't do this to Tom Brady when he was coming up with New England. People don't do this to Mike. You don't really see too many people. Like, too many people didn't do this to prime LeBron. Like, other players in the NFL, they feel way too comfortable to talk sideways about Patrick Mahomes. What did Kendrick say? Sometimes you got to pop out and show him. I don't know how many times he has to pop out for you guys. I mean, he's been to 4 of these things. I don't know how many times you need to get an example of he's just different than the rest of y'all, but maybe you need another reminder. I don't know, but I just this is not what I would have done if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders. You know what I would try to do? I would try to do everything in my power for that man and that team to leave me alone. Hey, they're not worried about us. They're talking about the division as a whole. Right now, we're just part of the AFC West. I don't want them to put a special Raiders file aside. I don't want Andy Reid to be drawing up secret plays that he's keeping just for when he goes against my team. That's not what I would want. I would just sit there. I'm telling you, you can almost never go wrong minding your own business. Never. Just sit there, drink water, and mind your own business. You will have a high success rate if that's what you do. We have learned this week that too many people don't follow that message. And I'm just going to guess when the weather turns and it gets cold, that will probably be a bad idea for you. That Patrick Mahomes is going to come and he's going to ruin Christmas for you and your family.
I mean, they tried the ring around the rosy play on the Raiders, and the Raiders got all in their feelings. Why are they doing that against us? I have a hunch they'll have something special up their sleeve. They'll have some new play, some new cutesy something just to mess with the Raiders. That's coming. We'll complain about it if it doesn't work on the show. How could Andy get too cutesy? But it's all designed to embarrass and humiliate the Las Vegas Raiders, who are, in fact, a regular embarrassment and humiliating NFL franchise, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I just, Las Vegas, good luck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.